for the greatest sounds traversing this galaxy and beyond. It's the Music Library with DJ Frederick.
Nord with Cosmic Days here on the Shortwave Music Library on WMNBLP 107.1 in the cosmic town of North Adams.
One Deck Pete presents tunes to cheer you up. The tune this month is Black Quartz featuring Betty Roon with Coconut Water on the IM Electronica label.
Yeah. To Songs in the Key of Shortwave. It's the Shortwave Music Library.
Set it free, get on your knees. Pray for warmth and green paper. A city drought, you're down and out. I see your trousers don't taper. A saddle up, I kick your feet. I ride the range of a London street. I travel to a local plane. Turn around and come back again. And at the chime of a city clock, I put up your roadblock, I hang on to your crown. For a stone in a tin can is wealth to the city man who leaves his armor down. Stay indoors beneath the floors and talk with neighbors only. For games you play make people say you're ever weird or lonely. A city star won't shine too far on account of the way you are. And the beat around your face make you sure to fade back in grace. And at the beat of a city drum, see how your friends come in twos or threes or more. For the sound of a busy place is fine for a pretty face. Who knows what a face is for? City clown will soon fall down without a face to hide in. And he will lose if he won't choose the one he may confide in. A sunny boy with smokes for sale went to ground with a face so pale. I never heard about the change, showed his hand and fell out of range. In the light of a city square, I find out the face that's fair, keep it by your side. When the light city falls. You fly to the city walls. I take off with your bride. But at the chime of a city clock, I put up your roadblock. Hang on to your crown. For a stone in a tin can is wealth to the city man who leaves his armor down.
It's music for late night and early morning listening. The Shortwave Music Library on WMNB. Thank you.
shall be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving, 'cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that telephone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. She'll cry just to think I'd really leave her, 'cause time and time I've tried to tell her so. She just didn't know
The Letterman with By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Before that, the Dave Pell Singers and Oh Calcutta. From Canada, it was Smoke Hoffman with Dave Brubeck's Take Five. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Shortwave Music Library. If you want to explore music on shortwave, just dust off a radio, wait till the evening or early mornings, and start tuning around. Meanwhile, it's great to listen to community radio like WMNB 107.1 in North Adams. Thank you.
Exploring Science in the Sea. Fish display an amazing array of colors. Some are blacker than charcoal, others have rainbow-colored stripes, and still others have a mottled appearance to help them blend into the background. And the variety extends to fish eyes. They can feature colorful specks, dark stripes, and irises from red to green. Some even shine in the dark. The eyes of most fish are pretty dull, a black pupil surrounded by a white iris. But there are times when a different color scheme can be helpful. It might confuse predators, for example. They wouldn't know which direction a potential prey was heading, so the prey might have an extra instant to escape. Or the color might help a fish blend into the bottom, making it easier to catch a meal. Some fish have stripes along the head or body that continue across the eye. That includes some blennies. A red stripe from head to tail extends through both the iris and the pupil. Other fish have spots of color in their eyes. The striped mullet, for example, has a bright yellow splotch in its iris, while specks of blue-green decorate the pupils of the balloon fish. And still other fish have colorful irises. They're usually in shades of yellow, orange, or red. The eyes of the striped burfish, though, are bright green. So are the eyes of the green eye. Its eyes look green even when the little fish is thousands of feet deep. That's because the eyes produce their own light, helping the green eye keep a sharp eye on the ocean depths. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.